Yeah, I can hear you. Can you go ahead and just tell me, why is there a shortage of troopers, in your opinion?
Well, right now, we're about 170 troopers short, and there's another 150 that can retire any day when they get ready to do it. We need to come up with a long-term commitment to put more troopers on the road. And what I would like to see, I've got a bill filed this year that would put a trooper school in for this year and next year, you know, two of the bigger classes like we've had in the past. But after that, we need to come up with a long-term strategy where we have some smaller classes on a yearly basis. We did something like that, similar with the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks for the conservation officers, where we had a couple bigger classes, and now we're having smaller classes each year to help fill in the gaps to get those numbers up. And I think we need to look at the same thing dealing with the troopers as well.
Representative Miles, do you think there's a problem with maybe with money? Or is there anything telling you that maybe they could get paid more in another state and that's why they're leaving? And is there any talk about maybe raising the salary?
Well, if you look at the comparing salaries right now, starting off, Karen Ledger had a report, and then I had a news release as well, where our trainees start off at $18,000 in Mississippi. Then, of course, it goes up some after they are actually certified. But the trainee salary, in comparison to states like Georgia and Texas and Florida and surrounding states, is a lot higher. I also filed a bill this year to give a $2,500 across the board raise for our troopers to help get that base salary up some, you know, this year as well, to open that conversation. We know with budgets crisis, the way things are and everything is right now, money's tight, but we need to at least start looking in that direction, because one of our troopers, like I said, they can go to one of our surrounding states and make a lot more money. But I think if we had a class, just from what I've heard, some of our local deputy sheriffs, some of our local young men and women that want to actually go to the trooper schools and they want the opportunities, I think if we can get that class on in, that's the most important thing first, but we definitely need to look at raising that base salary as well.
What does the average Joe, what threat does this cause them by the state not having enough state troopers?
Well, what happens is, in some of these rural areas that we have that have a lot of miles, in some of these rural counties like I'm from over in Scott, you may have one trooper that may be covering two or three counties at a time. And you look at the icy conditions that we had last week, and you know, we haven't had any really major, we've been lucky and haven't really had any major disasters right now, but it puts all of us in jeopardy. Getting us safe and getting our families off the roads. If, heaven forbid, we have an accident or something were to happen. The governor came out over the weekend and he agreed with us that there is a critical shortage on this and that we need to do something about it. And it's the legislator's responsibility to do this. And that's why I've been pushing a trooper school all year long, hoping that we can get others to agree with us and make this one of our number one priorities before we leave Jackson.
And then finally, do you think a legislative bill that asks for these things, do you think it has the chance of getting passed?
I think it does, and I think it's the right, responsible, and conservative thing for all of us to do. Is to public safety is one of the most important things that the legislator is responsible for, and if we're not doing our job in Jackson, how can we expect those men and women to do their job on the roads if we can't get them out there?